The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
A mostly white high school in California pulls out tortillas and throws them at a mostly Latino high school at the end of a basketball game. And of course, this story has gone viral. It's a national news story now, and we're going to talk about it in today's episode. All of us here have experienced some type of racism in our life. You'd think, though, in today's day and age, we'd be a little better than that, right? You'd think.
What were the adults? What were the coaches? What,
they were the ones doing it.
Participating. What? Yeah, what? I've got an update on this story now. Today's podcast begins at this very moment. I'd like to take a moment this Thursday morning to thank my husband, DJ Automatic, for something. And sometimes when someone does something good for you, you're supposed to say thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm the greatest husband on the planet, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, and I'm just here.
I have been under the weather. I still am. But you have done a great job at, you know, taking care of me, asking me you need something, you need some water, you need some decongestant. What you do, you know, how you're feeling. And I just wanted to say thank you. And you've let me sleep.
You're welcome. I mean, I know how it feels to have a little cold and whatnot. Yeah. So I want to take care of you. I've been taking care of, you always take care of me. So I felt like I needed to take care of you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, it made me feel good.
But has your coworker take care of the area you work, because I don't want to get a cold, okay? So clean up your little area. I don't know how I feel about you coming to work, dog. I don't know, but you know what?
First of all, I am across from you, very far away. Do you hear this? This is a sanitizing wipe?
Yeah.
Antiseptic wipe. Okay, I've been wiping everything down. I even called our coworkers who come in after us. Even though I cleaned everything, I let them know to re-clean. After COVID, I'm like double sanitary. Does that make sense?
No, but you know what? You're a little sick, so we'll let it go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, either way, thank you so much. Hey, you want to show your partner you love them? Do something for them, even when they're not sick. Hint, hint. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We have National Handshake Day.
Not today.
Handshake. Oh, no, yeah.
I'm going to say I've given up on the handshake. I'm a pound guy.
I'm not about that life anymore. Because then I forget to wash my hands or something. I might touch myself, and that's probably how I ended up with this cold.
I love a good elbow bum, too. Those are cool.
Yeah.
It's also National Swim a Lap Day if you want to get out there and get your swim on.
Oh, that's great exercise, and it's good on your joints.
And we'll wrap it up on National Bomb Pop Day.
Ooh, I love bomb pops.
Summer's here. Bomb pops are so good.
What's your favorite from the ice cream man?
Oh,
my favorite thing from like the ice cream truck. There's so many things, but I like a good raspa, a good snow cone. The other day when I was working outside, we had a big pride event, and I was so excited to be 5 hours in the sun. Didn't bother me a bit because I had 3 blue coconut snow cones. My lips, I looked like I was a freaking zombie. Didn't care even a little bit. It was so good.
Dude, I love the SpongeBob with like the gum eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm about to prove how white I really am.
What,
my
automatic?
Favorite, by far, orange push-ups.
Oh. Hey! You and my grandma.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A high school basketball game has made national news because of a racist incident that happened during a game. It involved tortillas. If you know the story, I have an update. Someone has been fired. So I'll tell you that here in just a little bit. My story's coming last. Automatic, you usually go first. What do you have?
In a recent study, there's a legit reason to get out of a miserable relationship. The new study says that unhappy marriage can actually kill you. Researchers in Israel found that miserable marriages increase the male death rate by 19% and boost a guy's risk of stroke by almost 70%. I just said 70%. If you're unhappy in your marriage, it will increase your chances of having a stroke by 70%.
I feel like it's really impacting men more in regards to that, because men aren't able to, not no knock on women, but aren't able to open up and express how they're feeling.
Holding all that in.
That's a lot to hold
in. Give yourself an aneurysm like Dr. Dre did. I'm not kidding.
So the University of Tel Aviv traced 32 years of health data and compared bad marriages to smoking and not exercising. And apparently, they're worse for you. To have a bad marriage is worse for you than smoking and not exercising. And here was another thing that I thought was really interesting. They didn't study women at all. They only studied the men.
Well, I think because women already live quite a bit longer than men, we are able to express that emotion. Plus, for us, if we don't like you, we're going to get out.
I know that's right.
We're going to leave. Men, I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like a lot of times men feel like it's their responsibility to stay because of the kids, because of whatever the case is. How many times have you met a man who was unhappy for decades, literally, and didn't leave until way later? And it's bad for your health. You got to get out.
Well, if you're miserable, get out.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you love me so much that you're happy, and I'm going to prolong your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you know, I got a happy ending over here. I got a better tale over here. An uplifting story here.
All right, Ann.
All right, and there was an Oklahoma man who was walking 17 miles to his restaurant job every single day.
Damn.
Until a total stranger saw him, gave him a ride, posted the story on Facebook, and the local bike community got him a free bike, and they also raised $26,000 for this man right here.
Oh, damn.
That gave me, like, tears.
Complete,
you know?
Strangers. And I also want to say this too, the stranger who reached out to him was a Caucasian man, and the man who was the hardworking man was an African American man, and it's just a beautiful thing to see. That's not like a beautiful race story, if you make.
Instead
some people,
of all the negativity, yeah, we dude, see every like, day, inundated.
Yeah, and they're just a hardworking community. It's just a great thing to do, man. And I believe that if people see you walking up trying to help, God and the universe will work towards your way rather than just trying to look and beg for handouts. So shout out to my man and that beautiful community.
Is he going to buy a car with the $26,000? What is he going to do with it? Or is he going to go be
whatever
a health guy?
Whatever he was, I would ride the bike and keep that money. That's what I would do. I would keep my health up.
17 miles a day on a bike, that's a 34 miles round trip, that's
it's
a lot.
It's good, especially if you're in a bad marriage. It can help you live longer.
Oh, man.
All right, speaking of race relations, unfortunately mine is not a good story. It was an ugly incident at a boys' high school basketball game in Southern California. Coronado High School, which is, you know, almost all white. They played Orange Glen High School, which is all Latino. At the end of the game, the Coronado kids, which again are mostly white, started throwing tortillas at the other team. There's video up. I did post it. You can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to watch it.
This is not the first time I've heard of this.
Oh, I know. Well, hold on. It gets even worse. The coach of the Coronado team, J.D. Lapierre, started cursing at the other parents and the kids. He said, no, we're going to have to edit this because he did say, that's why you don't talk shit. Get your kids and get the fuck out of here now. And then the tortilla started and the kids started. So the coach was the one encouraging his kids to behave that way. He's fired. And it's hard to fire teachers.
Yeah, it's,
so
yeah.
It's really,
I mean, that'll
tough.
Get you fired, though. And so, almost inciting a riot and then just inciting racism.
One thing you can't do is completely cancel off the kids who threw the tortillas, though, right? Because the tortilla throwing has happened for decades at basketball games. It happened when I was in high school, and we were playing against a basketball team, too. Like, those young kids who threw the tortillas are going to realize that they made a mistake, and they should be able and learn from that. I know we live in a time of social media, so don't go digging through all these players' stuff and try to ruin
the
rest of their lives.
Try to dox them and stuff.
They
no.
made a very dumb mistake.
Well, I think that you have to learn from those mistakes, but where these kids are learning this from is
parents.
Their homes and their parents.
That's
but
learned behavior right there.
We got to do better as parents raising our children, and I hope that most kids are smart enough to understand not to behave this way.
I can't rock with the way you're thinking about this. I mean, if they were there, these are kids
but
that
Sons
are
in Four is a national celebrity, but we're over here acting it's society. So that,
first of all,
Four guy defended himself from somebody
these
throwing
people,
beer
like,
and a
they,
shot at
they
him.
Brought tortillas to the game to go to like antagonize these people and be overtly racist.
People
come on.
Have been pent up the whole year. That's
yeah,
why
that
you're having all these outbursts.
That gives you no excuse to
all these outbursts and people doing stuff.
What are you talking about,
dude? That's why people are punching each other and doing things
with tortillas?
Events.
Come on.
Dude, that's
a planned action right there. They were they
and you're
said
right.
we're going to
And it's
on.
Happened before, but it's not okay. It wasn't okay then. It's not okay now. And I understand, but it's not okay. The kids need to be punished. No, they don't need to be punished for the rest of their lives.
They don't need to get
lives.
Like kicked out of school or anything, but maybe kicked off the team.
I mean, they got to learn their lesson. It's not okay to behave that way. I can't stand it. Somebody wrote, we put up with that. Well, that's you. I'm not letting my kid put up with that.
So what are you telling your kid?
Not to behave like that. Don't be a racist, stupid ass.
What are you going
to
tell a little brown boy who's getting tortillas thrown at him?
That's not okay, and that they need to stand up for themselves.
I mean,
to be demeaned like that. You know how you feel.
That's
when
how
somebody
society
does that
feels
to you?
About you. That's a learning lesson. That's
it
how
is.
The rest of the world feels about you.
But let
so,
me tell
like,
you something. Your actions have consequences. The coach is fired. The kids get to see that. But just to say we were tough, we put up with it. No, you were pendejos. We're not. I'm not going to be a pendeja and put up with that. If you act crazy toward me, if you act racist, if you're going to... And I put up with it my whole life. Not anymore because I thought I had to. Because our parents said, just be tough. No, you're being stupid. You got to stand up to racism. Now, of course, like you said, the kids are kids. Hopefully they learn their lesson. Look what happened to your coach. Now he's fired. careful the way you behave, because your choices will have consequences, and that could happen to you as well. Facts. All right, so coming up,
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Investigators have arrested a suspected serial killer. Now, that in itself, I mean, think about it. When's the last time we heard about a serial killer? It's been a while, right? That's bad enough. Come to find out, he's a butcher.
What the fuck?
All right, so this happened in Mexico City, one of the biggest cities in the world. What, there's like 20, 25 million people in Mexico City? And the man was killing so many women that investigators, when they were digging in the back of his house, so far have found 17 different victims.
Oh.
And he would dismember them with a butcher hacksaw, which I didn't even know existed. How did this 34-year-old suspect, only known as Andres right now, how did they find him? Because one of the women that used to visit him at his, you know, they had like the mercado, place of employment where he did his butchering, was the wife of a cop. And when she went missing, they'd already suspected that there was a serial killer because of the amount of women that couldn't be found.
But then she went missing.
Put two and two together. The cop's like, hold up just a second. She was here. She was talking to him. Now all of a sudden, she's not even, you know, I can't find her. Mm. And they found her, unfortunately, buried in this man's backyard. 17 so far. They anticipate 20 more will be found.
Oof.
So
that's an awful story.
Well, it is an awful story, but they found him.
Yeah, they found him. That's a good thing, but at the same time, that's an awful story.
Never, you know, even more reason never to let your lady seek another man's meat.
Come on, man.
Right along next.
I'm gonna have to go with that. Wasn't funny.
We're gonna have to go right along next to Fresno, California, where a man was arrested for allegedly stealing 21 tons of pistachios.
What?
Yo, this is nuts.
Is he nuts?
We couldn't even hold ourselves back, dude, from nut jokes.
He doubled down on the corniness.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't corn nuts.
A routine audit showed that since June, this man has been packing in the nuts.
What is he doing with all these pistachios?
All for personal consumption.
No.
It reminds me of DJ Automatic. You're the king of I love nuts.
I love nuts.
He's probably selling them to you on the underground, on the low. Half price pistachios.
Yeah, watch out. If you're buying black market pistachios, be wary of them, y'all.
Where have they been?
All right, well, my story is a little less filling. It's called the Redneck Rave. Oh. It happened in Kentucky this past week, where dozens of attendees were charged with a range of different kinds of, you know, offenses like drug trafficking, felony assault. One of the more violent incidents had a man slit another friend's throat over a drunken fight. And then another incident, a woman was choked out over a blanket. The Redneck Rave was everything you expected plus more.
I would never go to a rave called the Redneck Rave. Well, first of all, I wouldn't be invited because they probably wouldn't want my kind there. But somebody was killed at the Redneck Rave?
Nobody died.
Oh,
he just had his throat slit, but he didn't die. And then there was another guy who was impaled by a log, and he didn't die as well.
My friend Jackie was telling me about this story. She said, yeah, there's a meth to all this madness.
The first car they searched, guess what they found in the car?
Don't tell me meth.
Meth and booze.
Holy what the
God. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I got a message from one of our familia. I call everybody who listens to us fam, because we're building a family here. And he writes to me on Facebook that he's upset because his ex's partner, they're married, husband, spanked his daughter. And he is not okay with that. It's not sitting well with him. But before he reaches out to have a conversation with both of them, he's like, Dana, am I in the wrong here? Am I okay to feel this way? Yes, you are okay to feel that way.
I got some questions.
Okay, automatic.
All right, how old's the daughter?
She's 9.
Okay, 9 years old. All right, what did she do to get the spanking?
She dropped some stuff. She wasn't supposed to be playing with it in the first place. They had already warned her several times not to be playing with this particular item. I don't want to say exactly what it is because I don't want anybody to recognize what the discussion is. She ended up breaking it after being told over and over again, don't play with it. And so he swatted her on the butt.
How long has he been the stepdad for?
Two 2 years.
Man, we're meeting at the park. You better meet me at the park.
That's not okay. You can't
say
that.
Well, Automatic has a point, because even all those questions that you asked are relevant to the story, but like he should not, that conversation should have happened with the father before anything even took place. I think like the her new man or new husband has some anger issues. Like, how are you going to try to discipline another man's kid without at least saying, like, having that meeting first?
I came into Stasia's life when she was about 9 years old. That's Dana's daughter and my stepdaughter. And I will say this, I never once disciplined or put hands on her or anything. I let her mom handle it because I knew I was never going to be her dad. I mean, I'm a stepdad, but I'm never, she has a relationship with her dad. I was never going to be her dad. I would rather that her mom and her actual dad take care of the discipline than me. I felt like that was way out of line for me to do anything
that. Well, first of all, you know, her dad really wasn't that much, wasn't around very much, I should say.
And at that point in her life, he was, though.
He was around, but he wasn't there to discipline. He was there to give her whatever she wanted so she would hate me. But that's a whole other show. What you said, though, Anthony, and what you said, Automatic, both of those, I'm going to bring those together right now. Rule number one, you are not supposed to discipline anyone else's child, period. It's up to the parent, not just the father. The mother's in that house.
Yeah.
She should never have allowed the step-parent to, especially corporal punishment, but just to punish the child. Yes, if the kid does something wrong, hey, go to your room till your mom gets here. Go to your room. Hey, pick that up and clean it up and then go sit over there till your mom gets home.
I mean, I did stuff like that, but yes. But I'm talking about actually physically punishing.
No, it's not okay.
That's way out of line.
And that's rule. Those have been the rules for a very long time. I understand you want this person to be their, you know, father figure, their mother figure, whatever the case is. It's still the figure. Now, if this person has adopted the child, if they've been around since birth, if you've had these conversations before, that's different. That's not the case here. 2 years they've been married, putting hands on my child. No, no, no. The mother should have already stepped in.
Hey, Anthony, hypothetical situation. You get with a girl. She's got a 9-year little boy that's just a little terror. I mean, he's breaking your stuff.
My stuff?
Your stuff. He's breaking your stuff.
He broke your iPhone,
your PlayStation.
And your computer.
Well, me and his mom are going to break up. So that's just how that's going to happen.
So you're not disciplining this child at all?
No, you're going to be actually surprised at the lack of discipline giving the child. It's not my place. I really think that's between the people who brought the child in. And at least that's how I was raised. I grew up with a stepfather, right? And my mom from the rip was anti-spanking. But my dad and my stepfather had a conversation. And my dad let my stepdad know, like, hey, if they get out of line, you know,
he gave your stepdad permission.
Don't get it twisted. My mom was the rule maker above all. She
didn't, Mama said, I don't
she said,
think
nobody's
so.
Hitting my babies.
You put your hands on my boys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hot outside. How about some alcohol-infused ice cream? I'm going to tell you more about it right now inside Hottest Hashtags. Welcome to your Friday's Eve. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Los Bone.
All right, so first hashtag today on the Dana Cortez Show is a report. Americans are ditching their jobs by the millions, retail leading the way. 649,000 retail workers put their notice in just this past April.
Damn.
People are just finding less stressful, higher-paying jobs in the marijuana dispensary, banks, government agencies. People don't want to work for $10-$11 an hour.
Yeah, you're talking you mean like mall employees and stuff like that? Like
any kind of retail. People, any kind of retail.
Bad Bath and Beyond works, people like
that. Yeah, like stuff like that. I mean, those are hard jobs that don't pay well at all. And if you're trying to live on anything less than $15 an hour, it's really, really hard. Yeah.
Well, you end up having to apply for government assistance. And I don't think it's fair if you work, 30, 40 hours a week and you still have to supplement your income with government assistance.
The one thing
okay.
the pandemic taught us for sure is that we don't want to live to work.
Oh,
and that's why a lot of people are quitting their jobs because of that.
You know, these retail businesses need to start offering to their employees pet insurance.
Is that that's the remedy right there?
You would go to retail if they gave you pet insurance from
Put
Metro.
Put me on the board. Put me on the board. Retail
that's a good
stores.
Incentive. And then this Raiders player, his name is Carl Nassib, who I thought, Anthony, you probably know who he is, right? He made a video that stunned some who love football. Carl is gay.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary.
That's what I hope too. But for now, while there's still prejudice and obviously also danger that the LGBTQ community faces, it's important to normalize what we all know is already existent. Everybody knows somebody in their family who's gay.
And
period.
And a lot of NFL players came out too, like older NFL players saying that they knew a lot of guys in the league who lived this way and couldn't hide it. So it was cool to see the see the other players rally around him and support him too. And as a Raider fan, at first I was like, yo, this fool's worried about the wrong sec. But then I started thinking, I was like, it's really a good blessing to be a part of the most progressive team in the league right now.
Is that what we're calling the Raiders now?
Dude, listen, dude.
Is that what we're calling the most progressive team? I don't know about that.
I don't care what you're into, dude. If you could tackle Patrick Mahomes and sack him a few times a game, we'll change our name to the Rainbow Raiders. I don't care what it is, dog.
Jersey is the number one selling jersey in the league now.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Back to back, dude, ever since this announcement came out. So beautiful thing for him.
All right, and then finally, Boozy Ice Cream is here. Coors is teaming up with Tipsy Scoop and offering their new orange cream pop flavor in ice cream.
What?
Yes, it includes 5% alcohol. The taste is described as an orange cream soda or orange creamsicle.
Which is delicious.
It is so delicious. You can only get it in New York, but you can order online at tipsyscoop.com. And they'll deliver this boozy ice cream to your home.
It sounds good, but it sounds like a hangover because that's a lot of sugar, you know? But 5% alcohol, that's like a beer. So, you know, you have a couple scoops. You're going to be good. You may get a little buzz.
Like regular good old dairy ice cream?
Yeah.
Ooh, no.
Oh, you're right. It can get real messy.
I know Otto sit down with a whole gallon. I mean, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with, is it praline? Praline?
National praline.
The cookies, right? They got pralines.
Pralines.
Okay, it's not a cookie. It's a nut.
But. Oh, there it is. Yeah, my grandma used to buy the cookie ones. All right.
Praline cookies. I like the praline ice cream.
Ooh. Talking.
Well, Otto never had it. And he's like, what is this old people ice cream? And he's like,
it's so good.
Work that off. It's National Go Swim a Lap Day if you want to get out there and get in the pool.
Good exercise.
We also have National Bomb Pop Day. Ooh.
Yo, man.
Bomb Pop? Today is
a fat National Day.
No, because you get to swim.
True.
In between.
True.
And swimming makes you hungry.
And, yo, we're back outside, so it's okay to do so. It's National Shake Hands Day. Handshaking day, guys. I love handshaking. You guys don't love
I'm more of a pound guy now.
Okay. I'm literally under the weather, and you want to encourage me to go shake hands?
Don't shake anybody's hand. The rest of us, let's all shake hands.
Don't touch my hand if I see you in the street. Just give me a good elbow bump, okay? Love you like that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Khloe Kardashian is openly admitting to having facial plastic surgery. What did she have done? We'll actually play you Khloe's audio right now. It's Daily Dirt, time to best gossip. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
Friend of the show, Snow the Product, celebrating her birthday. Mindy Kaling also celebrating her birthday. And Solange Knowles, along with Black, celebrating their birthday.
All right, so Chris Brown is under investigation for allegedly slapping a woman during an argument at a home in L.A. I don't know if this happened or not. Like I said, LAPD is looking into it. The woman claims that she was hit so hard that it knocked her wig off, her weave off of her head. So hopefully we'll get to the bottom of this as the story develops. We will keep you informed. Quavo selling ex-girlfriend Sweetie's Bentley. I think it's petty. You guys said, that's a girlfriend. So you're telling me now that any gift you've ever given a girlfriend, you get it back?
I've never given a gift $250,000 worth.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
it does.
Yeah,
it does.
If you're giving somebody, I mean, it was probably $350,000 when he bought it brand new. You're giving that kind of money to a girlfriend?
It's not money. It's a gift.
Oh, that kind of gift to a girlfriend and it's a car and you can repo that thing? Guess what? It's coming back to me. We're going to auction that baby off. Get that $250,000 back.
$280,000 is what it's for sale for. It's icy blue. It's beautiful. I think when you give a gift, you've given it away. It's no longer yours. We'll talk about it later on this week. Hey! And then finally, Khloe Kardashian admits that she's had facial plastic surgery. So why has she never spoken about it before?
I've had one nose job and everyone gets so upset. Like, why don't I talk about it? No one's ever asked me.
During this interview, she goes on to say that the reason that she did this is because she feels really badly about herself. She was always called the fat sister, the ugly sister. She said going into filming, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she's like, I had great self-esteem. And then after that, just being ripped apart constantly, she no longer thought she was pretty or worthy of love.
Has an ugly sibling. I can. No, really, dude. My brother's a handsome man. All right, and I can relate to Chloe in this situation. But I can tell her that, you know what, Chloe gets better. It does build character.
I've never thought about that. Am I the ugly sibling? Am I the bad looking one in the family?
I'm so glad I'm an only child.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. Today is June 24th, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Do we have big birthdays today?
We do. It is Solange's birthday. Well, it's like cranes
in the sky. I love Solange. That's Beyonce's little sister, and she's really made a name for herself in the fashion world. She really
and
has become a fashion
world.
Icon.
She's got some really, really successful projects.
Like writing Getting Bodied for Beyonce. That's her most successful.
All right, next birthday we got is Snow the Product's birthday. I've been in since Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday, Saturday, got nowhere to go. My girl right here, she is one of the best rappers in the game. Not female rappers, not because she's a girl. She is one of the best lyricists and rappers, period.
And a very talented actress as well, too. So yeah. Shout out to Snow.
She's definitely in my female top five. All right, now we're going to go to 1997 when Wyclef Jean releases his solo debut, The Carnival. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. So this album went double platinum. He had the Neville Brothers on it, Celia Cruz, and even Praz and Lauryn Hill were on this record too.
And I think I cannot remember the name of the song, but he also addresses his whole love situation with Lauryn Hill on this album as well too.
I really never knew that him and Lauryn Hill were together for so long. I didn't know they were together during the Fugees.
She should have stayed with Wyclef Jean. She might still have a career today.
Ooh. All right, now we're going to 2003 when Gangstar releases its sixth and final album, The Owners. All right, so this was the end of one of the best hip-hop groups of all time. Guru passed, and DJ Premier went on to do many other things. And if you did not know, he is one of the biggest influences on Travis Scott's career.
Why is that?
Because Travis Scott's dad and DJ Premier grew up together.
Dope. And DJ Premier is just one of the most influential DJs in the history of hip-hop.
And producers, period.
Period.
All right, last we're going to 2011 when Beyonce releases her fourth studio album, Four.
She's not lying either. Women run the world, period.
So this album debuted at number one. It sold 310,000 the first week, ended up selling 3 million worldwide.
And think about how long ago that was, and she's still probably even bigger now than she ever has been before.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So your baby mama's new boyfriend disciplines your daughter in a way that you don't agree with. How do you approach that, man? Let's talk about that right now. That's welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about What Guys Think Thursday, and Dana brought this problem to us where a guy had this exact same thing happen to his young daughter. His baby mama's new man spanked the daughter. And for something, I don't ever think I was raised in a house where you don't spank kids. Okay. My mom didn't believe in spanking at
all. I was not raised in that house.
Really?
Oh, no, not at all.
My mom was an iron ruler in that one. And she made sure that, because I did grow up with a stepfather, that he understood that he was never in place to discipline us no matter what he thought. And as a matter of fact, my dad and my stepfather actually had a conversation where my dad was like, don't be afraid to let them know if they're out of line, because, you know.
So my parents were still married when I was a kid. And it was a spank first, ask questions later house.
Really?
Yeah, both my mom and dad were both now, like that.
Automatic now. You're also a stepfather.
Yes.
And then
I was.
You also have a young daughter yourself too. So could you even fathom getting that
So
call?
Let's hypothetically say that Dan and I split up and another man tried to discipline my daughter by spanking her. I would love to say that I'm going to handle it like a mature adult and that I'm going to, you know, have a serious discussion with him. But in all reality, I'm going to tell that motherfucker meet me at the park. It's going down, homie. Like, no matter what. I'm sorry. If you put your hands on my daughter, it's going down.
Okay. I didn't think you. You even dropped a bad word right there on air right now. That is it, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is don't put your hands on any kids. How about that?
How about that? Keep your hands to yourself. That's what we do. And you know what? I'm going to give myself a little life lesson. How about you keep your hands to yourself, Automatic? Don't be going around trying to beat up other stepdads.
It is. Automatic even disciplined his hypothetical self. You can do it, ladies and gentlemen.
In third person at that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Only you would find the redneck rave, DJ Automatic. Only you would find out about a redneck rave.
Hey, you know what? I'm kind of glad I didn't get booked at that one.
I'm glad you didn't either. I'm glad you didn't either. I can't even imagine who was booked. What kind of music?
It was all country music for the most part. Oh. And that's why I didn't understand why it was called a redneck rave, but hey. Teach his own.
I guess so. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode. Hey, there's more right now. Keep listening.
Literally hundreds.